congratulations on the shortlisting. Really, really exciting stuff. Tell us what it kind of means to you to be nominated for one of Australia's most prestigious literary prizes.
It's huge. I mean, particularly since, really, if I'm being honest, I'm quite at the beginning of my career. I mean, all the other authors that were on the shortlist and the long list are far more experienced authors than me. So it's a particular honour to be shortlisted, I think, at this stage of my career. And I love the fact that the Miles Franklin is all about honouring Australian stories. And, you know, for my book to be seen as a significant contribution to Australian stories and storytelling means a lot to me, because I've always been really interested in exploring stories that are fundamentally Australian and that have something to say about who we are and how we live now.
Absolutely. So nominations for those out there who might not know are given to novels kind of the highest literary merit that present Australian life in any of its phases. What perspectives on Australian life does No More Boats present for anyone out there who hasn't read it?
Well, I said to my publisher when I was writing this book that I wanted to write a book about Australia's migrant history, and he said, well, that's way too big a subject. Why don't you pick like a small aspect of migration to Australia? But to me, I feel like I have written a book about Australia's entire migrant history, and I've done that around the image of the boat. So I wanted to look at how our attitudes towards various generations of migrants have both changed and also been the same. We've had the same kind of paranoias and anxieties about different generations of coming to Australia for a very long time. And to see that discussion as a valid and important contribution to our Australian story, I think is really important, particularly right now when these issues are ones that we are debating and talking about and seeing in our everyday lives all the time.
Is it that kind of sense that we can see these debates in our lives today? Do you think that that's what people have resonated most with?
Yeah, I mean, it's set in 2001, the Tampa crisis, but it was always one of those books where I thought I could have set it in any period in Australian history. The rhetoric around migration, the idea that we're kind of being inundated, flooded, overwhelmed by people coming to our large underpopulated island in the middle of the sea is one that has been with us since settlers arrived in Australia.
Absolutely.
And now it's actually just sold this last week. It's just sold into the American market. And one of the reasons why they were so interested in publishing it there is that they also see that, well, the publisher there described it as a book about Trump's America, except that it's set in Australia 20 years ago. So I think that a lot of these issues around borders, belonging, the mass migration of people around the world and how we cope with that is, in a sense, a very international issue and an issue of our time, not one that is actually just Australian.
No, it's not uniquely Australian at all, unfortunately. These are themes that we see all over the world, as obviously we can see with the book hitting the American market. So you've been shortlisted for this phenomenal honour, for this great prize. The book is doing so, so well. What's next for you? What other projects do we have on the horizon? Are there any other projects on the horizon?
I'm almost done with my next young adult book, actually, and I'm co-writing another young adult book with two other authors. So I will write more adult fiction, but I'd always planned on going back and forth between young adult and adult fiction. So I should have a new young adult book out by towards the end of next year.
This is fun. This is cool. Do you, I know it's like asking you to pick a favourite child, but is there one genre you enjoy writing more than the others, or for the sake of kind of creative freedom, do you like to flip between the two?
Yeah, I mean, I see them both as equally valid and equally as important a contribution to Australian literature. We all need good books about the way that we live in the world that we live in at any stage of our lives. And I keep actually being asked the question, how did you make the transition from young adult writing to adult writing?
Yeah.
And to me, the question is kind of silly, because there's no transition. You don't kind of work your way up from writing for young adults into the adult world. I'm a writer. I write in different genres. I've also written plays, and I've written for radio and such. But at the end of the day, I'm a writer. I just want to tell great stories for different kinds of people.
I think that that's great. All people need great stories, be they young adults, big adults, little adults, whatever type of person you want. Oh, Felicity, we'll have to leave it there. But thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much.